Iraqi insurgents today detonated a large car bomb outside a police station in Tikrit, the hometown of Saddam Hussein. The explosion went off at one of the station's busiest times, and it killed at least 10 people and wounded more than 20. With the Iraqi insurgency continuing, a man claiming to be a Syrian intelligence officer has told television interviewers that he has helped train people to build car bombs. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Baghdad. Describe for us first, if you would, what happened in Tikrit today.
Judging from the fact that this bomb set dozens of cars on fire, it seems to be a pretty large explosive device. What appears to have happened was that the suicide bomber tried to drive his car full of explosives into the police station's parking lot and then detonated it either inside or at the entrance. The bombing reportedly happened as police officers were changing shifts, so there may have been quite a lot of police in the station at the time. We understand that U.S. troops around Tikrit have responded by sealing off the area and then setting up checkpoints to search cars. We have seen a lot of attacks like this aimed at Iraqi security forces, but in recent days they had seemed to be diminishing a bit.
Well, how are U.S. operations against the insurgents going?
The U.S. has been waging a fairly large-scale offensive against insurgents in western Anbar province since Sunday. Now, the U.S. military tells us that in Hakla Nia, 135 miles northwest of Baghdad, U.S. and Iraqi forces clashed with insurgents yesterday, and U.S. air support was called in to drop bombs and fire cannons on the insurgents. We also know that two U.S. troops were killed yesterday, one in a road accident in Anbar, and another killed by a bomb in Tuz, about 130 miles north of Baghdad.
Tell us a bit about that reaction to the recent television footage suggesting Syrian involvement in Iraq's insurgency.
Yes, now those reports have been viewed with some skepticism here in Iraq, and viewers are aware that one of the stations that's been airing them, the Al-Iraqiya station, has been funded by the Pentagon. In recent days, Al-Iraqiya has been showing footage of Iraqi insurgents who say they were trained or directed by Syrian intelligence agents. Another state television station in Mosul even showed footage of a captured Syrian intelligence officer accused of training insurgents. Now, viewers know that the Iraqi government and the Bush administration say that Syria has been sheltering elements of the Saddam Hussein regime, and that Syria denies those charges. But the insurgents have also released video footage of their suicide attacks and their hostage beheadings, and so the Iraqi government seems to be trying to counter this with some publicity of its own.
Well, on the political scene there, there have been some developments, including a bid by the country's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, to remain in power.
Yes, and this move is not at all unexpected. People here understand that Alawi has a really uphill battle to claim the job of prime minister in the transitional government. With only 40 seats there, Alawi's bloc would need to entice just scores of Shiite and Kurdish politicians to defect from their respective coalitions. Now, since the Shiite coalition nominated interim Vice President Ibrahim Jafri as their candidate for prime minister on Tuesday, there have been signs of dissatisfaction within the ranks of the United Iraqi Alliance, the main Shiite coalition. For example, supporters of Ahmed Chalabi threatened to pull out of the coalition after Chalabi was forced to yield to Jafri. So I think nobody's underestimating Alawi and the fact that as head of the interim government over the past months, he's accumulated quite a lot of clout.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn speaking from Baghdad.